Parental advisory warning. This program contains murder! This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we got new music from Accept and King Parent all coming up a little bit later in the show. But to kick things off, Every Hour Kills is back with a brand new album called Reawaken. It's out right now. You can get your grubby little hands on it. Head over to their Bandcamp page, which is everyhourkills.bandcamp.com. Man, some killer stuff right here. So let's just hear something from it, shall we? This track is called Time. Brand new music from Every Hour Kills right here on Vinland Radio. brand new music right there, courtesy of Australia's King Parrot and their brand new EP, Hold Up in the Lair. Wonderful fucking title for that one. And we heard the track Art of Addiction. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Accept. They just released a brand new single called The Undertaker. It's out right now via Nuclear Blast. And we heard that track, The Undertaker.
Finland Radio presents The Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Ontario's Rectify. This group delivers some killer thrash metal. They just released their third full-length album, Powers That Be. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to rectify.bandcamp.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Art of Addiction, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Rectify.
Fast.
The Doctor
is in.
Welcome back for another episode of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to hear a track from the mighty Exhumed off of their All Guts No Glory album. I've seen Exhumed play multiple times, and we've had a chance to do multiple interviews with the guys in the past, and they are always a blast on and off the stage. So why don't we get right to it off of All Guts No Glory. This is Your Funeral, My Feast. Exhumed, right here on Vinland Radio.
Interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching?
I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. Danish heavy metal legend has confirmed to Knotfest that he is hard at work, not only on a new album for his namesake, but the first LP in the 21st century from his reformed Merciful Fate. Merciful Fate's last album was number 9, which came out back in 1999, so look forward to new Merciful Fate music coming out real soon. In conjunction with the album's 20th anniversary, M-Theory Audio has announced the first ever domestic vinyl release of One Blood, the breakthrough album and Grammy-nominated new wave of American metal pioneer Shadows Fall. This new Blood Red pressing is set to be released on Black Friday 2020, November 27th, exclusively to indie stores via Record Store Day. It also marks the first ever vinyl release and is remixed and remastered by Chris Zeus. So yeah, looking forward to checking that out. Man, haven't heard from Shadows Fall in a real long time. Volbeat has announced its Record Store Day Black Friday release, Hocus Bonus, a vinyl compilation of bonus tracks and special editions and international editions of the band's previous albums. Limited to only 3,000 copies, the LP features brand new cover art from longtime Volbeat illustrator Cranston Stand and will be pressed on Magician's Smoke colored vinyl. Rock and roll legends Motorhead continue their 40th anniversary celebrations of the dirtiest, meanest, toughest album of all time, Ace of Spades, with a podcast miniseries, Motorcast is what it's called, telling stories from the recording studio, on the road, behind the scenes, and of Motorhead's phenomenal growth and popularity following the release of the seminal album. Told through interviews and selections and a selection of guests who were there in the midst of the motor machine during 1980-1981. Man, actually, that's going to be a really cool podcast to check out. Kind of wish Lemmy was around to talk about some of that stuff, though. Swedish melodic death metal pioneers At the Gates will enter the studio in early November to begin recording their next album. The upcoming disc will be the follow-up to Drink from the Night Itself, which came out back in May of 2018 by Century Media Records. Okay, to end the news off this week, former Wasp guitarist Chris Holmes has taken advantage of the period of non-activity during COVID-19 pandemic to offer you a new project. The end of 2020 will see the release of a DVD/Blu-ray documentary to be followed by a new studio album in 2021. Cleopatra Entertainment recently secured the North American, UK, Australian, and New Zealand and South America distribution rights to the documentary The Mean Machine, the story of Chris Holmes. Definitely looking forward to check that out. Supposed to go see Chris Holmes play this year in Red Deer, actually. So let's hear some classic Chris Holmes, shall we? Going back to Wasp. Actually, me and Dr. Gore just watched this film recently, Ghoulies 2, which features this song in it. This is Wasp doing Scream Until You Like It.
Come on in.
What they seem to know.
Alright, Dr. Gore back for some black metal, and this week we are going to continue our countdown to episode 666 with Germany's Mystic Circle. Mystic Circle were around on and off since 1992 and finally calling it quits in 2015. They released 7 full-length albums and a handful of other releases, so why don't we get right to the music, shall we? Off of Damien, we are going to hear 666, Mark of the Devil, as we continue our countdown to episode 666 with Mystic Circle on Vinland Radio.
Yeah.
cool stuff right there, courtesy of Sweden's Furnace and their brand new album, Dark Vistas. And we heard the track Suburban Nightmare. Hey guys, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca, or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, let's keep the new music rolling, shall we? Kill or Be Killed are back with a brand new album called Reluctant Hero. It's their follow-up to 2014. Yeah, 2014's self-titled one, Kill or Be Killed. This is a band featuring Max Cavalera and Tony Sanders from Mastodon. So let's just check something out, shall we? The album is coming out on November 20th, but they have a brand new single that the nice people at Nuclear Blast will send over. This is called Dream Gone Bad. Brand new music from Kill or Be Killed right here on Vinland Radio.
Another hidden
New music right there from Louisiana's Radiant Night. It's their second EP released this year. We just heard from their the latest release called The Ghost. And we're trying to be here. True Believers. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Johnson and Speckman and their new album, Germs of Circumstance. And we heard the track One World, One Leader. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. And you probably kind of figured I was going to mention this. Yeah, we had a big loss this week. Eddie Van Halen passed away. What can I say, man? The guy was an incredibly influential player. Even his amp. Like that 5150 amp sort of defined the death metal sound in the late 90s. Most of your favorite melodic death metal albums, if you're not a Van Halen fan, use that fucking amplifier. He was huge. Man, the guy was such an influence. I played a really sloppy rendition of Eruption on Facebook earlier this week in tribute to Eddie Van Halen. So let's hear Van Halen covering the Kinks. But first, we're going to play Eruption, and then we're going to play You Really Got Me. R.I.P. Eddie Van Halen, and until next week, guys, see ya.
Don't ever